Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
People are talking about Bedrock's Craft Beer and Pizza Bar at 700 West Jefferson Street in Shorewood. What are they talking about? Bedrock's and beer. Bedrock's has a huge craft beer selection with over 40 beers to choose from, including Samuel Adams. Bedrock's is now pouring Sam Adams Rebel Juiced IPA and seasonal drafts. Pair Samuel Adams with their delicious homemade pizzas, calzones, wings, and more. Start your weekend at Bedrock's with live music on Fridays and never a cover. Bedrock's in Shorewood. It's the place to be.
History will be made when the 2017 BMW Championship returns to Chicago and prestigious Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest this September 14th through the 17th. See the PGA Tour's top 70 players from around the world compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Get a front row seat to watch Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. Single day and weekly ticket packages are available now with all-inclusive options and premier 18th green seating. Don't miss a moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am.
What happened to my tongue?
All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0, he's oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Ewell Glavin throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World
history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday night as part of Military Appreciation Day, presented by Sears Home Services. It is White Sox home opening day on the South Side. For a live look, we go out to David Schuster. What's up, Shu?
Well, maybe it's home opener and season opener. Mother Nature playing cat and mouse with today's game. It started raining back around noontime and has alternated between really heavy and a mist. But the Sox are saying that there are a couple of, quote, windows to maybe eventually get this game in. They have announced that the contest isn't starting on time and that more rain is expected and there will be no pregame festivities. So party poop to opening day. Now, both managers might want to consider scratching the starters, Quintana and Verlander, and using their bullpens, because if or when we do start, those starters might not be in there so very long. We'll see. Live at Guaranteed Rate Field, which replaced the Cell, which replaced the new Comiskey, which replaced the old Comiskey across the street. I'm David Schuster on WSBR The Score.
Thank you, David. Rick Hahn was on the Spiegel and Parkin show earlier today. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. The White Sox did say that Carlos Rodon is on a pitching program, and they hope that he'll be throwing off a mound in approximately a week. The Cubs lost their season opener to the Cardinals last night in St. Louis 4-3 in a very exciting ninth inning. They go again tomorrow. Jake Arrieta takes on Adam Wainwright. 6:40 pregame right here on The Score. Earlier today, the Cardinals gave Stephen Piscotty a 6-year extension. NCAA championship game out in Phoenix tonight. Gonzaga and North Carolina. That game tips at 8:20. Georgetown has hired Patrick Ewing as their new head coach. The Bulls and Hawks are both off today. The Bulls play in New York tomorrow. The Blackhawks are at Colorado. And the NHL has said today that they will not be sending players to compete.
In so many words, I have read this three times now. This is hysterical. This statement is like a Monty Python bit. I don't think this is English.
All they really needed to say was we won't be going
all
to the 2018 Olympics.
All the subordinate clauses and like the defensiveness, and it's just, I got to read this again in its entirety. This is a work of art.
Bottom line is how ridiculous it is. The NHL will not be sending players to compete in the 2018 Olympics because they will not be allowing any kind of break for players to go to the Olympics. So
I don't know what kind of human brain could generate a statement like this.
I couldn't tell you.
You could barely read it without your eyes bleeding.
Yeah. I don't really care, to be honest. This scoreboard update brought to you by Arlington Acura. When searching for a new Acura, search for Arlington Acura. .com. Celebrate Cubs opening day with The Score. Join the Spiegel and Parkin show on Monday, April 10th from 9 to 1, broadcasting live from the Yard House at New City, Chicago. Enter to win great score prizes and enjoy great food. You can also enter great food if you want, as long as it's big enough. 100 taps of craft and import draft beer, and that sounds lovely. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow, 6:40. Cubs take on the Cardinals right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by NCAA Men's Frozen 4, April 6th and 8th at the United Center. Secure your tickets today at NCAA.com/Frozen 4.
Mother Nature, she's a bitch.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I'm going to be all socked out this summer, baby. Me and Lurie Garcia going to take this bitch back. That's what I'm talking about.
And we got the newest heartthrob for the Chicago White Sox here. I'm going to let you pronounce that first name.
Lurie Garcia,
yes.
Gets name check?
Yes, because I saw him get a hit today in the game against the Cubs, and it inspired me, and I think it might have inspired Chris.
Mr. Garcia here. How we doing?
I'm doing good.
This is the time to get in, guys. It's not when you're riding high, when you got Frank Thomas and Robin Ventura.
Is Robin going to be back next year or what?
Wilson Alvarez and Alex Fernandez and
Bob Arcus
and Jack McDowell.
He's on the team for next year.
Roberto Hernandez, Joey Cora and all, Craig Graybeck.
Not Cora.
Dan Johnson.
A little hurt and Norberto Martinez.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What about Stanks? Is he going to come back?
Michael Kolpak struck out 5 mother batters today, all right? And all of them had Cubs jerseys on. So you can kiss my black White Sox ass. All right.
This is sad.
Let's go.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
White Sox Day. It's delayed, though. I love Schuster with the metaphors that Mother Nature playing cat and mouse. Well, she's allowed, right? She's Mother Nature, after all. And cats and mice are part of nature. I think if Mother Nature wants to play cat and mouse, she could do it. Why use one metaphor when two would suffice? So let me just read this to you. This is great.
All right, so this is the official statement from the NHL regarding the 2018 Olympics.
Okay, I'm not changing, or this is the actual statement they sent out. Okay, ready? We have previously made clear that while the overwhelming majority of our clubs are adamantly opposed to disrupting the 2017-2018 NHL season for purposes of accommodating Olympic participation by some NHL players, we were open to hearing from any of the other parties who might have an interest in the issue, e.g. the IOC, the IIHF, the NHLPA, as to reasons the Board of Governors might be interested in reevaluating their strongly held views on the subject. A number of months have now passed and no meaningful dialogue has materialized. Instead, the IOC has now expressed the position that the NHL's participation in Beijing in 2022 is conditioned on our participation in South Korea in 2018, and the NHLPA has now publicly confirmed that it has no interest or intention of engaging in any discussion that might make Olympic participation more attractive to the clubs. As a result, and in an effort to create clarity among conflicting reports and erroneous speculation, this will confirm our intention to proceed with finalizing our 2017-2018 regular season schedule without any break to accommodate the Winter Olympic Games. We now consider the matter officially closed. Dude.
It sounds like a legal disclaimer.
Boy.
It's all it sounds like.
Come on.
Matters the way you're reading it, but it just, I didn't.
Come on.
Whatever.
Come on. I know the league is famous for its generalized obtuseness, but that's, maybe there's a reason behind it, but wow, that's quite a first sentence. That's quite a thing.
Whatevs. You know what?
And you know what?
That's good, because then, you know, guys on the Blackhawks won't go.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
But that's just the guy kind of falling on himself right there. This was a team of lawyers and PR people signing off on this.
I have no idea.
I don't know. And more importantly, don't care.
Unless that was the first draft, and there was multiple drafts after that, and they accidentally sent that one out. And
why can't the hockey be great with non-NHL players?
It certainly can be.
Right?
Right. And that's good, because if you're a huge hockey fan, you don't want to see your guys going.
Still wrap things in the flag. You can still do all the stuff that you do. And all right, well, we started out with I was joking about it before, but sometimes the life imitates art. And as I was kidding about Cubs angst, people are going crazy about Jason Hayward. Yeah, it's possible he can't hit, or it's possible that whatever these you rebuild a swing from scratch. Maybe he's just got to see live pitching in real games for it to matter.
Live pitching from an opposing team where games matter.
Right.
Maybe that's all it takes.
And the other Cubs issue that we was Wilson Contreras and John Lester and their relationship, what he has to learn and how much maintenance John Lester needs, because the combination of high maintenance and low efficiency creates heat loss. And you get to the end of a season, and if he's had enough unnecessary pitches added up on that arm, enough avoidable jams, avoidable high-stress innings, just because David Ross was able to make up that space, that run prevention space that exists in the whole John Lester pack.
Yeah, and I get what you're saying. I guess the whole idea, I guess my thought is, if Wilson Contreras is the factor, is contributing to those extra pitches, then yeah, it is an issue. I mean, we're one start in. Let's see how it develops. I'm confident that they're going to be able to work through it and figure out what John Lester needs. I mean, the guy is a pro, and he's been doing this for too long, and I know he has his comfort levels and he has his inadequacies and things he can't do or things he won't do. But if it gets to a point where Contreras is contributing to those extra pitches, then yeah, then they'll recognize that long before we do, and they'll make the necessary changes.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, it's Matt on the score.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, gentlemen. Love you guys' show. I got to say one thing. Let me try to simplify really quickly the Hayward thing. There's good baseball players that you want on your team that can't hit. Just like in NBA, there's good basketball players that you want on your team that can't shoot. However, what I do got to call you guys out on...
Hang on a second. I disagree with both of those,
100%. That's not really true. You never want a guy who...
Disagree with that.
You never want a guy who can't hit, and you never want a guy who can't shoot.
You don't want that.
Well, no, I'm saying, though, but there's guys that can't shoot, but you want them on their team because they can defense and rebound. But anyway, for 9 years or 10 years, you guys have been ripping on people about the fire and passion and the rah-rah speeches. And then the guy gives a rah-rah speech in the World Series, and all of a sudden it's worth $1 million.
So no, that's not what we said. Right. That's not what Matt said at all. That's completely mishearing what was said.
Yeah, and that's okay, Matt.
What Matt specifically said, Matt, was that if Theo Epstein said that it was worth it to him, then that's all you should need to know. It's not whether you believe in that thing mattering or not. It's the fact that if the people who are paying him believe in it, they're the ones that are paying. You're not paying him. I'm not paying him.
Okay, I got you. That's cool, man. Good show, guys.
Thanks,
okay.
Matt.
Thanks.
And I 100% disagree. And unless Matt is old enough to remember the Bulls championship years when you have Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Horace Grant, or Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman, and you got a bum who's on the last guy on your bench that you don't need to count on to do anything well, you don't want guys on your team that can't shoot. You don't target one guy out of 15 to say, you're the rebounder. You're the guy that's going to play defense. You can't shoot. Don't touch the ball. You don't do that.
It happens sometimes that you have to...
It might work out that way, or you might have a guy in baseball...
You're never trying.
You don't want that. You never want that. Like, you never sit down with your team owner and say, all right, Theo, how's it looking? What do we want? Well, we want a guy who can't hit and can play right field.
Go find me a guy who can't hit. I can do that. I'm a great scout.
You don't do that. Right. Like, you don't ever want that. It may develop that way, and then you deal with it, just like the Cubs did last year. And then you deal with it. And that's why you put good people in charge and smart people in charge, and they deal with it. And Joe Maddon played him 142 games last year in the regular season, and he played 16 in the postseason, and he sat him when he didn't want him there, and he put him back in when he did want him there.
You know, here's the difference, too. And I think one thing we understand about the Cubs now, and I think what we now know about the Rick Hahn-led White Sox, is at the very least, when it comes to understanding what you are seeing, that there have been times where I have done this job and we've wondered. We've wondered about why don't they see what we see? Here's the point. They do.
And they see it before you do. That's the point.
There are no secrets regarding any of this stuff. Anything, you know, when I say I go to spring training and I watch Jason Hayward's hands and I thought things looked a little janky, the Cubs are they're people who are breaking down every single swing on backfields when I never get to see them, and the cages where they've been working them out all winter. I trust implicitly that they see everything we see and a hell of a lot more.
Right. Here's the thing. When you see Jason Hayward's hands and you say they look a little janky to me, they don't look right, one of two things is true. Either you're wrong or they saw it weeks and months before you even saw it. So don't worry about it. That's what I'm trying to tell you about Jason Hayward. Like, to get all worked up after the first game of the season over Jason Hayward is not worth it for you on an individual, personal level, because they are smarter than you are. They know more than you do, and they're going to rectify the situation when they deem it necessary. So don't get upset over it. It's Tuesday, or it's Monday, April 3rd. Relax, dude. There's nothing to get upset over.
When we come back, we are going to give away a pair of tickets to the VIP party and Cubs opening day live broadcast with Spiegel and Parkins on Monday, April 10th, a week from today at Yard House in New City, Lincoln Park. What?
Nothing. I'm going to stop reading texts. Just going to stop.
They're bad, aren't they?
Well, people are bringing up Dennis Rodman and trying to justify Matt's thought of not wanting people that can't shoot. Like, Dennis Rodman was a guy who couldn't shoot.
They would have loved it if he could shoot, though.
Right, but again... A, you don't look for a guy who can't shoot. B, they had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. It worked out okay. They won championships as well. But you never go out and say, I want a guy who can just play defense and just rebound and can't shoot.
And at that point, he couldn't even... His defense was all reputation at that point.
Right.
Because he wasn't really trying to guard people. He knew how to fake
it. And a lot of those rebounds were a lot of fluff rebounds, too.
Well, sure. The ones he tipping to himself and the whole thing—the Moses. Rebounds.
He's like, I mean, he was the basketball equivalent of who was the Cardinals guy that became a Cub, the center fielder that one guy called up was so angry about he should never be
Jim Edmonds.
Yeah, Edmonds, who like the unnecessary dives and you know running in the walls and just doing things he didn't have. And Rodman did a lot of that at the end of his career. A lot of the late kicks. There was a lot of extra movement. He looked like Contreras behind the plate. A lot of unnecessary movement just to make it look like rebound from Dennis Rodman. There's no one near him.
And he was catching it like at chest level and kicking his leg in the air. Why are you doing that? That just looks funny.
Nice hair, too. He's Matt Abaticola in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, so we'll do that giveaway when we come back here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Don't miss a moment of world champion Chicago Cubs baseball right here on The Score.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. Can you believe it? Home run. Home run, Contreras. The ball game is tied at 3.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The gates at Augusta National are now open as Masters Week is here. And while the news that Tiger Woods is not going to play is not surprising, the way he bailed is, sort of, with that Friday afternoon news dump. And don't look now, but as we approach a tradition unlike any other, we've got the other tradition unlike any other, the cat ripping the ripcord instead of playing in a major championship, because that's what Eldrick has become. The guy who waits until Friday night at 7:32 p.m. to tell folks that he is going to Augusta, but only to kick it at the champions dinner and maybe to sell a couple of copies of his new book. He'll show up because there is product to sell, like those new TaylorMade woods and that Bridgestone ball and the Monster Energy drinks and that Hero 2-wheeler and whatever other billboard that TW is willing to put on his back. That's why he's there now. I'm Jim Rome.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
When she asks you, where are you? Tell her you're at The Office. At The Office Bar and Grill in Crestwood, that is. At The Office is the best sports bar in the area with over 30 flat screens and a 135-inch projector. Get out of the office and over to At The Office for lunch specials under $10. Or cruise over after work for some cold Samuel Adams Boston Lager, Sam Fresh's Hellas, and Sam Rebel IPA. As the weather gets warm, hang in their huge beer garden with Tiki Bar and Bags Tournaments. At The Office Bar and Grill in Crestwood. Golfers Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
History will be made when the 2017 BMW Championship returns to Chicago and prestigious Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest this September 14th through the 17th. See the PGA Tour's top 70 players from around the world compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Get a front row seat to watch Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. Single day and weekly ticket packages are available now with all-inclusive options and premier 18th green seating. Don't miss a moment.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/GoPhone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Meet Lauren Askenosi of Askenosi Chocolate.
Our dream is to make chocolate that not only tastes good, but does good. We source our cocoa beans directly from small farmers and share the profits back with them.
At American Family Insurance, we believe your dreams are the most valuable things you will ever own. So today, we're supporting Lauren's dream.
If people want to get involved, they can just buy some of our chocolate.
Every dream deserves a champion. Find yours at AmFam.com. American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with the Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
They know the target's on their back a little bit every time we come to play a series. Teams are going to want to beat them, and they've handled it the right way. I think they're just looking forward to getting out and competing together. They enjoy being around each other. They enjoy competing against the best in the world. And they enjoy the feeling of winning.
That's Theo Epstein. You've heard him plenty on these airwaves talking about his world champion Chicago Cubs, built with the information that he gleaned after building his world champion Boston Red Sox. Is it likely that this Cubs team will also be a world champion in 2017? Frankly, no. It's not. It's just not very likely, but that's okay. Yet there's a great wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Hey, you'll want to hear this. Yes. Mark Lazarus tweeted this out. This is from Jonathan Toews, speaking about the NHL, NHL players not being in the Olympics. If you want to pull that up there, or if you want me to read it, I can do that too. He says, I don't think it's just about Canadians wanting to go to the Olympics. Every guy at the NHL level wants to represent their country at that level. If you ask me, I don't think you can really compare it to the World Cup or the World Championships. The Olympics are a whole other thing. Quite frankly, I think to turn on the Olympics next year and watch hockey teams or the players representing their countries, it's not the best in the world. I don't know. I just feel like we're misrepresenting our sport on a pretty huge scale and a pretty huge level. A lot of talk has been in the players pushing for it, and it's the players that are interested and want to go. I think the players do want to go, but I think it should be of interest to the players and the league. I think the NHL should be in the Olympics.
This is not the time to do hockey.
So that's Jonathan Toews' response.
I think I should not care. That's what I think. And if you're a fan of a really good NHL team, especially one like the Blackhawks, it's got a lot of guys with a lot of hard minutes and a lot of ice time, that you're probably better off without the injury risk, without the extra workload, without the interruption, and it's simply more important.
If they're allowed to go and they can go do it and they want to do it, great. God bless you. My preference as a fan is not to do it, is to not play in the Olympics. My preference is I don't want guys on my baseball team playing in the World Baseball Classic. But if you're allowed to and you can and you want to, great. And I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it.
It doesn't mean you don't like the World Baseball Classic.
I just prefer not to. I prefer to save those innings for Major League Baseball and the contract and my team.
The 815, you guys ripped the WBC apart because the best players didn't play. But if the best players don't play hockey in the Olympics, that's good enough. You guys just don't care about hockey. Too bad. That's the best team Chicago has had since the 90s Bulls. Dude, no.
Quit yelling.
First of all, nobody ripped the WBC. We just noted that a lot of players decided to sit out. I enjoyed the WBC. I liked the way they celebrated. It was fun. It's fine. Guys were allowed to play, and they played. And no, I don't care as much about hockey, which is true, but has nothing to do with your original point. If you care that strongly, go ahead. Care more strongly than I do. I don't have to care as much about hockey as you do. But as a Blackhawks fan, I would prefer they didn't play.
Right. And whatever team that you support, you're all over the map on this. Right. Because Javi Baez in the World Baseball Classic. I mean, the guy was he was a showpiece for the WBC all over the world. It was great. Great for him. I love it. He's exciting to watch and made more great plays than WBC to watch. But I would prefer if he wasn't playing, because I don't want an injury during an exhibition game that can cost him time playing for my team competing for a championship.
Here's the other thing. I hate the International Olympic Committee and anything that.
Well, you should, because they're a disgusting group of people.
Oh, they're absolute. They're abusive plutocrats who prey on unsuspecting citizens, take their tax dollars, they vacuum everything up, and they leave.
It's absolutely one of the worst organizations in the world.
So if this negatively affects the IOC,
fine.
I'm cool with it.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm fine if they're unhappy, if they think that it'll lower their viewership or make people, and look, and even the NHL too, if this is how they want to grow the game, if they think that they needed to play yourself, grow the game, I'm not invested in them growing the game either. I don't care if they grow the game. I don't care if they succeed or fail at growing the game. I just don't think there should be such a strong feeling. If you're a Blackhawks fan, there's a huge silver lining in this. And you can watch the Olympic hockey anyway.
Right. It's still Olympic hockey. Still enjoy it. You can still watch it.
Scoreboard update.
After this update, real quick, I have something real fast for you. And yeah? if you're a baseball fan.
I am.
And if you're single, which you are not.
I'm not.
I have some great, great news for you.
Grow the man.
Well, this thing I tell you about might actually help grow the man. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday night as a part of Military Appreciation Day presented by Sears Home Services. Well, it is a Sox home opening day, and it's 20 minutes ago it was supposed to start, and they haven't yet. But the tarp is coming off the field at Guaranteed Rate Field as we speak. So that's good news. Hopefully this game gets started soon. It's the White Sox and Tigers. Jose Quintana, Justin Verlander are your scheduled starters. Rick Hahn was on the score earlier with Spiegel and Parkins. You can catch that interview at 670thescore.com. The Cubs lost their season opener last night, 4-3 in St. Louis. They go again tomorrow. Jake Arrieta, Adam Wainwright, 6:40 pregame here on the score. Stephen Piscotty was given a 6-year extension by the Redbirds. NCAA championship. Out in Phoenix tonight, Gonzaga and North Carolina. Game tips at 8:20. Georgetown has hired Patrick Ewing as their next head coach. The Bulls and Blackhawks are both off today. The Bulls are at New York tomorrow. The Blackhawks are in Colorado. And the NHL said that they will not compete. They will not send players to the 2018 Olympics. Oh, and one other White Sox note. The White Sox saying that Carlos Rodon is on a pitching program, and they expect him to be throwing off a mound within a week. The 4,000 ASE certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care can tell if your car's got the power it needs, the traction, right now. Buy a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. And the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow was down 13 points to close at 20,650. NASDAQ minus 17 at 58.94. And the S&P is down 4 to 23.58. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6:40. When the Cubs take on the Cardinals, right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
She just found out how high tuition rates will be by the time she's ready for college. But her parents prepaid and saved with the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program. Enroll through April 28th and get up to $200 off qualifying accounts. Visit prepayandsave.org today.
All right, Dan Bernstein, I just wanted to share this with you. I thought this was kind of funny. It tickled me a little bit. I saw it a week or two ago on MLB.com. And did you know that at MLB.com, they have a MLB singles section? It's powered by Match.com, where if you are a fan of a baseball team, they have it set up where you can find a member of the opposite sex that likes that same baseball team. They call it MLB singles.
Okay.
So it's a new dating aspect of MLB.com powered by Match.com to help people who love the Cubs find singles in their area that also love the Cubs.
Is it really that important? That raises another question about whether or not that really should be a romantic criterion at all.
See, the only reason it caught my eye is because the last thing I want is to date someone who likes sports as much as I do. Like I don't want that aspect of my relationship with a woman to be equivalent as far as the sports things are concerned. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not what I want.
I'm with you.
I'm not saying that women shouldn't love sports and go to sports and be crazy sports fans. I just don't want to date a woman that likes sports as much as I do.
I understand wholeheartedly.
Okay.
And some of it, I guess, is lifestyle, where you know that actors date actors often. Because only actors can understand actors. Some musicians date musicians.
Sometimes you're just only around actors.
Sometimes doctors date doctors. Sometimes there are ways you're hardwired, ways you see the world, and ways you understand the world. If being a fan of a sports team is one of those things.
If you happen to, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people have met at sporting events, and I mean, you know, our very own. You know, beloved Cubs owner Tom Ricketts met his wife out in the bleachers of Wrigley Field, and they fell in love there. And, you know, if that happens where you meet through sports, but I think to single it out and designate it as a reason to find that person, I'm out.
It's a great little moneymaker for them.
Yes, absolutely. I thought it was a cute little thing. Yes.
Sponsorship arrangement.
Absolutely.
I understand it. It makes sense. But not for everyone. I would have to really understand the type of person that says, oh yeah, but I'm really in the market for somebody, but boy, she better love
the Cubs.
It better, because that's a deal breaker.
If they don't like the Cubs.
Right, I'm starting there, because you gotta like, because that sort of sports fandom is so meaningful. You know, there was a dating site I did see one time. It was like the ultimate elitist dating site. It was called like Ivy's Only or something like that. Oh. And it was only people who had a degree. A four-year degree from a certain set of colleges.
Yeah.
And it was like all the Ivy League schools, and then they included the one-offs were like Duke, Stanford, Vanderbilt, Northwestern.
Illinois Media School.
University of Chicago. I don't even think they had like Michigan and Virginia and UCLA on there.
Not good
like, right. Amherst. I want to say that it was Amherst and maybe not Williams or Wesleyan, but it was.
See, that's you're kind of a D-bag in my opinion. Because like the whole doctor thing, I get it. I mean, you're doing, you know, you're working 36 straight hours or 40 straight hours. And then you know, before you sleep for a couple hours and you're a resident, and you're working your ass off and that's all you're around, you know, and that's all you see. And all you're with is other doctors and other fine, I get it, you know, and you sneak away into a closet and maybe you find, you know, more than just, you find some love too. Great, that happens. But to be like, huh, I'm not going to date anyone unless they went to an Ivy League school. Well, Lawrence, screw you. Hope you never find love.
Sound producer, the Illinois Center for Broadcasting.
Yep.
The 708 says if your significant other is a passionate fan of your rival team, it becomes impossible to watch a game in peace in your own home.
Yeah, I don't want that. Like, you know, if you're dating someone and sports is a thing that of a common interest and maybe, and again, everyone's different. But I, you know, I saw it. It made me chuckle a little bit. And I thought, man, that's the last thing I want.
217. I was a junior college coach for 20 years. Young coaches, don't marry a girl that doesn't love your sport. Why would anyone marry a coach? Right?
Right. I mean, unless you're like a well established.
You gotta really, really, really love that coach.
Right.
If you want that, you want to get on that train and be part of that life. Because that's, you know, where, why is daddy unhappy? Well, they lost.
Well, you know, sometimes.
Why is daddy drunk? Because they won.
Sometimes people,
or they lost.
People fall in love with a certain lifestyle that goes along with that. And that's what keeps you there.
Being
and,
married to a coach has to just be. I couldn't have, just the rising and falling and the success and the failure living, like everybody looks like Jim Phillips all the time.
Well, you know? No, that's not always true because, you know, people handle it differently. There are guys that ride it pretty even keel and don't ride the wins and losses. I mean, your experiences, I mean, you were pals with Pat Kennedy.
I was pals with him. I wasn't married to him.
You weren't married to him, but I mean, but then that's your example of like a college coach is a guy who's up and down. I mean, hey, talk about Pete Schnapps.
But it actually
talk about, hey, Pete Schnapps? That's your guy.
There wasn't much that would the answer would be no.
Well, but the only thing I ever served him at Shula's Joe's when he'd come in there after a game was Pete Schnapps.
No,
like, I remember the first time he ordered it and I was like, Pete Schnapps on the rocks, what the f-? And then I'm like, oh my God, I recognize that
He's
guy.
He's actually pretty even keel.
Was he?
Yeah, like after wins and losses. Pat was a relatively easygoing guy.
Okay, I thought he was an up and down.
Not
so
crazy.
So he's not Doug Collins.
No, nobody's Doug Collins. But Pat also, see, we closed a lot of bars back in the day. We closed hotel bars.
I love the stories, writing up plays on cocktail napkins.
Just the wide-ranging conversations with scouts and, you know, other that were. But, man, the one time, after a loss, when he was going to go watch tape, it was two double Sambucas and a double espresso.
Nothing wrong with that.
So we get like a ton of Sambuca and espresso. So that was like for film watching and note taking after the game.
Yeah, because that's not something you're pounding down. You're not pounding down Sambuca. You got a real problem.
The 815 says, I'm a Cub fan, and with that MLB singles, I'd prefer to find a Sox fan because their standards are lower.
That's great.
Maddie, you don't understand why someone would use this dating service. You're forgetting your number one mantra. Sports is life.
Yeah, I know. I know. Sports is life. And I guess I shouldn't get mad at people for being all crazy today after one loss, after a World Series tribute lineup from our guy, Joe Madden.
Yeah, the 224 says this is how it's used. Two singles originally from Milwaukee, now both live in L.A. If they're looking for fellow Brewer fans, then that app works. Oh, for sort of an expat in foreign territory, but I'm sure there's a local.
Oh no, there's got to be a local twist to it too.
There's got to be a Brewers bar you can go to in LA. Nah, probably not.
Why would you want to?
I wouldn't think that's really the case. So we at some point between now and six are going to be qualifying one more person to win Cubs season tickets. We're giving away a pair of season tickets, and you have to be listening for the cue to call if you want that chance to win. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to talk about the Cubs in crisis,
and
with Casper.
When we come back too, I want to throw it at you why I have the same feelings. There's a common feeling between, for me, Tiger Woods and the 85 Chicago Bears, and I'll tell you why next.
I like my reason that I already gave, because they both all look awful.
They look awful.
Everybody involved looks
that's
awful.
Not it. It's a good guess, but I'll tell you why next.
Except Tom Thayer.
Tom, yeah, you just say that because you see him.
Yeah, right.
If you never saw him, you would say he looks terrible too.
No, I wouldn't. He looks good. He does. That's legit.
He would kick your ass.
Yeah, if you were motivated to. I don't think he'd bother.
Oh, I think everyone's motivated to. Just no one does.
He's Matt Abaticola in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Thank you, Chicago, for making Mully and Hanley the number one sports talk morning show in Chicago. Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Real-Time Sports is your destination for all sporting events in Elk Grove Village. Stop by for lunch or dinner and stay to watch your favorite teams on one of their many TVs. Real-Time Sports is featuring Sam Adams Boston Lager, Sam Adams Seasonal, and Sam Adams Rebel Juiced IPA. Warm weather is almost here and summer is around the corner. Real-Time has a large outdoor patio with bag games and seating in the shade to enjoy the beautiful Chicago days or nights. Real-Time Sports, 1120 West Devon Avenue in Elk Grove Village. 1-877
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
See store for details. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
There's a lot of technology out there, but up until this point, there really hasn't been anything that helps me remember dates that matter when it comes to gift giving. And I usually need the help because things tend to sneak up on me. But now there's something very cool from ProFlowers, the ultimate solution to ensure that never happens. It's their brand new service called Pro Gifter. This is the easiest, foolproof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. What Pro Gifter does is it allows you to schedule deliveries ahead of time. You schedule three different bouquets to three addresses or the same, and the flowers can be the same or different up to a year in advance. So that way, if you procrastinate or forget an anniversary or a birthday, it's the service for you. Three bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you save time and money. It's up to $70 in savings, and it makes you look great. Pro Flowers buys directly from the best growers. You are getting fresh flowers backed by a seven-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now it's in the back of your head. Oh, wait a second. I know that occasion for which I'm going to need to send flowers at some point. So take care of it now. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Then pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's proflowers.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Attention golfers, do you want to play more golf and spend less money this year? Then it's time to get a Chicagoland Golf Club membership. A Chicagoland Golf Club membership allows you to enjoy a wide variety of great courses across Chicagoland for roughly half price. You'll enjoy 7-day advance booking, no booking fees, and predictable green fee discounts each and every day for the entire golf season. Memberships start at $99 and are limited. The Chicagoland Golf Club. Swing easy. For membership information or to sign up for a free trial membership, visit ChicagolandGolfClub.com. The Golf Club at Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca is open and ready for play. Enjoy spring rates starting at $41 with a cart. Confirm your tee time online at EaglewoodResort.com or call the pro at 630-773-3510. Majestic Oaks Golf Club at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin is now open. Play this magnificent course set along Lake Delavan for only $30. To reserve your tee time, call 262-728-7950 or visit LakeLawnResort.com.
There's a drive. Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? This summer, think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet is top-notch from sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Call today and save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Call 877-317-3201. That's 877-317-3201. Or go to topfleetchicago.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
the Firestone.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, pay this off and make sure that you can come up with something better from my answer to what Tiger Woods and the 85 Bears have in common.
Okay, here's the thing. And the common denominator is the way they make me feel now. And it's hard for me to say this and do this because I love golf. I love to watch the game. I love to play the game. I love Tiger Woods. I mean, it's hard for me to not say that Tiger Woods is one of my favorite athletes of all time. I mean, I love what he did to the sport. I love what he has done for the sport. I mean, it's a real difficult struggle between he and Michael Jordan for me.
Okay.
And I get why there's all the talk of the 97 Masters because it's the 20th anniversary. And if you don't know the history of it and what Tiger did at his age in the 97 Masters.
And then, what Fuzzy Zeller said.
Right.
Then yeah, the whole thing.
Go look it up. And it's the way he performed and dominated. And that was it. He made his name and that was it. And that's where it all started. But I'm so tired. And I get it. It's 20th anniversary. But I'm so tired of hearing about Tiger Woods and the 97 Masters. It makes me feel the same way when I hear people talk about the 85 Bears and the championship. Because as an organization, the Bears have come so far and they've done so little. They really have done nothing in that. And yet we talk about it as such a great franchise and a great organization. And with Tiger Woods, it breaks my heart to see the end of Tiger Woods. And I think, you know, we're obviously seeing the end of Tiger Woods.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the picture of Comcast Sportsnet right now is using of Jerry Krause.
What in God's name? I saw it in the corner of my eye.
The greatest thing I have ever seen in my life. That's got to be from 1976.
Like, why are you using that? Why is that the picture
you
use?
Whoever made that call at Comcast Sportsnet,
at the cell.
I love you forever.
The way they're showing it, that's got to be at the cell. That's got to be on the
cell. That is phenomenal.
Hey, let me get a gobble goal, some man got.
That's what it is. It is Jerry in a big open
shirt, half unbuttoned,
throat, flying collar.
I mean, that's
no tie.
That's a slice your wrist collar.
That is great. It's Jerry Krause as a guy in the back of the bada bing.
Have a pound of mortadella.
That's what it looks like.
That is how somebody did that and got that past enough people. That had to go all the way up the flagpole to Jerry Reinsdorf. And Jerry had to be like, oh, that one for sure. I remember that day.
I don't know. That's just terrible.
No, it's not. It's awesome.
All right.
Well done, White Sox.
So we'll try to find the picture to track it down in case you're not going to be able to see it.
It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
So, again, I get the whole idea of why there's all the talk. It's Masters Week, and it's the 20th anniversary, and I get the history behind it and understand the significance of it. It's not none of that's lost on me. It's just the feeling it creates inside me.
Yeah.
It makes me feel terrible seeing where he's at now. And
seeing where the Bears are now.
Coming across, you know, where the Bears are and seeing where those individual players are, too, the guys that I know, you know, and the guys that I see, and I see where they're at physically, and it gives me the same kind of bad feelings that to know that that's so long ago.
Well, it's not like Tiger's demented.
He's not demented, but he's just not good at golf anymore, and that breaks my heart.
Yeah, it's when you put in that much as a fan and it meant that much to you throughout a certain long phase of your sports fan career. And
because I've been fighting against it probably the hardest and the longest of most golf fans that, you know, when I hear criticism of Tiger, I'm the first guy to step up and defend his game and say you just don't know. And it's a game you can play into your 40s and, you know, you can play it successfully and play it well. But it just to see this guy with his back and he can't even compete in the Masters now, it's terrible. It gives me the same bad feelings just, you know, hearing about the 97 Masters as I do about the, you know, January 26, 1986. It's like, all right, it's time to go. But again, the significance of the anniversary is not lost on me. The history of what happened in the 97 Masters, I get it all. I get why the talk is there this week. It's not lost on me. It's just the feelings it creates. It makes me feel the same way when I think about the championship team of the Bears in 1985.
Regarding the NHL's decision to not participate in the Olympics, McClure weighs in. He says, despite the NHL tripping over itself with its comically lawyered up statement, this is 100% the right decision. Aside from protecting investments made in star players and the league not stopping for 2 weeks,
There have never been any tangible gains in viewership or attendance as a result of going to the Olympics for the last 20 years. The ratings behemoth that NBC has is a result of people being fans of the Olympics, not of hockey. No one tunes in the week after the league resumes to catch the Ottawa Senators games because of a great Olympic performance by Erik Karlsson. Not to mention, with the games being in South Korea, live games will start in the wee hours of the morning. Tape delays do no one any good with the instantaneous social media news cycle. Furthermore, the Olympic product itself is vastly overrated. In a single elimination tournament, conservative by nature coaches get even more conservative. With a larger ice surface, they just view it as more area to trap the opposition. Systems are designed specifically to force shooters into low percentage shots from the outside. Neutral zone is expanded for international competition, making it more difficult to gain and stay in attacking zones. Traps become north, south, and east, west, and even the all-star rosters are a bit of a misnomer, as Team USA notoriously stacks its rosters with tomato can veterans as opposed to young, fast talent. Canadians will lose their minds over seemingly being denied their birthright of gold, but this is correct. The World Cup offers a fair compromise if fans absolutely need to get turgid with jingoism for games that could potentially injure star players. That tournament is at least on North American ice, North American circadian rhythms. It's done in the offseason. While it's fair to make fun of the NHL for any number of reasons, they arrived at the right conclusion here. Yeah, I think I agree. And it's not like the Canadians aren't still allowed to win gold.
Right. You can still win. You can still play and still win.
Send
and still
really good players right. Who aren't NHL players and go win.
Again, you know, if this upsets you, you know, you have the right to be upset. I just, again, I prefer my guys to play during the, you know, regular season of the sports that they're signed to play for.
That's Matt Abaticola in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and Len Casper is going to join us next on The Score.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit Rosen Hyundai.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready for the job, ready with supplies, ready to get to work. During the Ready to Restock event at Lowe's, pro customers should get ready to save big with 20% off select Sylvania light bulbs and up to 30% on Johns Manville insulation when you buy in bulk. Plus, up to 25% on select Bosch 12-volt cordless power tools. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. Selection varies by location. Minimum purchase required for insulation discount. U.S. only.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. CTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Hi there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, I just realized going into this here commercial break, this read, that I talk a lot about sleep on these airwaves. I do. And I should sleep more, probably. I have a great mattress. But I thought I was getting the best night's sleep possible. And you know what happened? I got a new pillow. I didn't get just any pillow, though. I got a My Pillow. And I heard all the conversations about it. And I'm like, all right, I got a nice pillow at home. But how much better can a My Pillow be? So I got a couple from my bed at home and started sleeping with a My Pillow. And I've been doing it for a couple months now. And I'm telling you, I'm getting even better sleep with My Pillow. More comfortable. I would wake up once in a while. My neck would be a little sore, be a little stiff. Might even wake up with a headache. And I always wake up in the morning and go, how the hell did I wake up with a headache? Why would I wake up with a headache? A bad pillow. That's why you need a really good pillow. That's why you need My Pillow. I have two on my bed. I liked them so much. I even got them for the boys for their beds. And, you know, they're 4 and 3. They don't wake up and say, Daddy, I love My Pillow. But they sleep all night. So that's a good thing. I'm going to say it's because of My Pillow. If you haven't tried one, you have to try a My Pillow. And if you don't think a pillow is important for your night's sleep, well, then you're not very smart. You need to try a My Pillow. It's the most comfortable pillow I have ever experienced. Here's the cool thing about My Pillow. It stays cool all night long, which is great because I'm a warm sleeper. You don't have to flip the pillow around and try to get the cool side of the pillow. It's always cool. It holds its shape. The patented interlocking fill, it adjusts to my sleep needs, so it always stays where I need it to stay. Plus, it has a 10-year warranty. It never goes flat. It also comes with a 60-day comfort guarantee. Cool part about it, it's washable, dryable, and it's made in the USA. I like the washable and dryable part with the boys. I can just throw their pillows right into the washer and dryer if I need to. And it's made in the USA, which is very important. Here's the deal. This is what you need to do. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping. Just go to mypillow.com. You click the Radio Listeners Special tab and use promo code SCORE. This will get you 2 premium king or queen pillows and 2 additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or you can call them at 1-800-860-3804. It's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the world with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
You sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
Located on the corner of Addison and Sheffield, Sports Corner is pouring Samuel Adams Rebel Reborn IPA. Rebel Reborn,